Chapter 16. The Sainted Eye. Tegras hurtled through the smoke-choked air, his hammers catching a bulgor across the skull with a thunderous crack. The beastman toppled over as Tegras swooped past on wings of light. He rolled through the air, aiming himself towards the beastmen skidding down the scree of the valley wall. The creatures were charging towards the forest of glowing trees, from which the arboreal citadels rose, axes raised. "Lord Castellant!" he cried, searching for Grimm. "We must..." He trailed off as he saw the shield wall of the Hallowed Knights momentarily buckle beneath the weight of the enemy before it stiffened once more. He saw the Lord Castellant amidst his brethren, exhorting them to greater effort as plague-bearers swarmed them. There would be no help from that quarter. "Up to me, then," he thought. Tegras folded his arms to his sides and sped across the valley, leaving dust and deafened foes in his wake. His retinue of prosecutors followed, though none were able to match his speed. But even he was too slow. Sap sprayed like blood as the Bestigors and the Bulgors hacked away at the ancient forest. Tegras dropped into their midst a moment later, crushing a Bestigor's head as he landed. He whirled, catching another in its mouth, silencing it mid-roar. He saw one of his prosecutors pulled from the air by a Bulgor and broken over the monster's knee. Another was brought low by a Bestigor axe and hacked to pieces as he writhed in the muck. "No!" Tegras snarled, as he brought his hammers down on another beastman, smashing the squalling creature to the ground. He saw a horde of Skaven clad in rotting robes scuttling between the legs of the larger beastmen. They too began to hack and slash at the ancient trees. "Keep them back!" he cried, before he realized that he was alone. The last of his warriors had fallen, throttled by a Bulgor. The creature joined the stormcast it had killed a moment later, as Tegras sent his hammer ploughing into its bestial skull. More and more of the creatures pelted past him, heading for the trees. It was like trying to fight the tide. For every one he killed, it seemed two more slipped through. As he drove his hammer into the gut of a Bestigor, crushing the creature's ribs, he heard an ethereal screech. It soared through his skull, causing his teeth to twitch in his jaw and his head to ache. All around him, beastmen stumbled, clutching at their heads. Whatever he'd felt, they had felt it worse. He reacted swiftly, lashing out with his hammers, shattering kneecaps and spines. He flung himself into the air as a light grew amidst the carnage. Beastmen staggered away as the light blossomed into the shape of a woman. No, Tegras realized. Not a woman. Alariel, the radiant queen herself, had at last joined the battle. She was a thing of light and mist, of leaves and splintered wood. Her shape, at once that of a woman and something greater and more terrible. She was air and water, fire and earth. She was the summer rain and the rage of the hurricane. And she was angry. A Bulgor rushed towards her bellowing, and a hand, limbed in emerald light, snatched out to catch the creature by its throat. Alariel lifted the beastman and snapped its neck with merciless ease, cowing the enemy around her. Skaven and Bestigor alike began to edge away, their terror of the radiant queen obvious. She dropped the twitching body of the Bulgor to the ground, where it immediately began to convulse. Green buds burst from the corpse, twisting up towards Alariel's hand. She threaded her fingers through the coiling shoots and came away with a handful of glittering seeds. Without a word, she took the seeds in her hands and cast them away. In a single heartbeat, 100 new green shoots burst from the ground. As they rose, they swelled and thickened, growing swiftly, becoming massive. The great bulbs on the end of each split with a sound like water slapping metal to reveal a cavernous maw. As one, the great plants snapped up their prey, Skaven and beastman alike, and broke their bones to powder. As he swooped past the twisting plants, Tegras saw a strange shape lope suddenly from the depths of the smog that clung to the ground. A vermin lord. The monstrous rat demon plucked a shrieking grey seer from the ground as it sprinted through the ranks of the ratmen. Tegras flew after it, hoping that he would be in time to prevent whatever malign scheme the demon had in mind. Whatever else happened, he would not allow the Radiant Queen to come to harm. The Vermin Lord sprang from the fallen body of a Bulgor to one of the half-toppled trees and dropped the Grey Seer to the ground beneath it. It hissed and snarled at the cowering Skaven in the language of their vile kind, and pointed one of its cruel blades towards the oblivious Radiant Queen as she tore a herd of Bulgor to shreds with crackling magics. The Grey Seer pushed itself upright and hesitantly extended a shaking paw towards Alariel. The air around it pulsed wetly, and a terrible light flickered in its eyes as it began a stuttering incantation. Tegras sped forward, faster than he'd ever flown. His wings blazed with all the fury of the storm, and his body ached with the force of his dive. "Sigmar, guide my flight," he thought, as he plummeted towards the Grey Seer. The creature's fur stood on end, and its eyes glowed green as its outstretched claw started to tremble violently. Black smoke rose from the Skaven's paws, as if it were being consumed by whatever energies it was summoning forth. Tegras twisted through the air as a beam of unclean light shot from the Skaven's claw towards the Radiant Queen. "Only the faithful," Tegras murmured, and swooped into the path of the beam, hammers crossed. The energies tore at him as they splashed across his armour, causing the god-forged Sigmarite to bubble and melt. The light from his wings grew brighter and brighter as he plunged on through the beam. His hammers blackened and began to crumble in his hands, but he did not stop or veer away. It was too late for that now. It was too late for anything except taking his foe down into death with him. Tegras screamed as he streaked towards the Grey Seer. He could feel his body warping and changing within his armour. Bones cracked and reshaped themselves into new and horrible forms as his flesh burned. But still he hurtled on, and even as his hammers dissolved into nothing, he struck the Grey Seer full on. The rat thing exploded into swirling ash and streamers of green fire, its final forlorn squeal cut short by the impact. Tegras hit the ground a moment later, wreathed in smoke, his body contorted in agony as it continued its forced metamorphosis. His wings flickered and grew dull, as new flesh squeezed out between the seams of his ruptured armour. Feathers of lightning were replaced by useless pinions of leather and bone, which flapped limply. His body shuddered as his spine split and grew, and his lungs shrank in his chest, forcing him to fight for every breath. His newly shaped bones had been shattered by his landing, and he could only thrash in pain as something monstrous approached him, tail lashing in anger. "Fool! Fool!" the monstrous Vermin Lord hissed, glaring down at him. "You dare pit yourself against the will of Vermalanx, man-thing?" The creature raised one of the heavy curved blades it carried. Before it could strike, however, a tendril of emerald energy struck it full in the chest. The rat demon reared back and screeched in pain. A moment later, it was plucked into the air. Through pain-dimmed eyes, Tegras saw Alariel stride forward, cloaked in ash and feathers, her inhuman visage sorrowful.
"Who is the fool here, little mouse?" Alariel said,
her voice causing the air to throb. The Vermin Lord howled as it fought to break free of her magics, but to no avail. Alariel reached up and flicked a silver acorn into the rat demon's slavering maw. Instantly, green shoots burst through the creature's form in great profusion. The demon screamed in agony as the shoots flourished into branches and then boughs, before it was ripped apart in a stink of sulphurous musk. Tegras coughed and tried to speak, but only managed a strangled screech. He reached up to her, with a hand that was more claw than anything else, and she nodded in understanding.
"Be at peace," the Radiant Queen said, as her aura became blinding. "Sleep now, and forevermore, son of Sigmar."
The light grew until it enveloped Tegras, and he felt a moment of pain, and then nothing.